Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Welcome to our live feed update for August 10th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing good, Taryn. I have moved rooms in the same apartment, but it's not clean, so I couldn't in good conscience sit in there. So I'm sitting in the living room today. Hope it's fine with everyone.
On this casual Friday, yes.
Exactly. I mean, you guys already know it. The t-shirt says it. My face says it. You say it. We're going.
There we go. We are here to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. We had a crazy eviction and an HOH competition and a lot of different scenarios here that we have to play out for you. So strap yourself in. This is probably going to be a strategy heavy update here. We started the day yesterday. There was a lot that went down prior to the eviction. First and foremost being Tyler talking to Sam. Tyler was concerned about the votes to evict Bailey because Scotty was clearly pulling back toward Haley. And without Scotty's vote, he was going to need Sam's vote. So Tyler is going to talk to Sam to try to secure her vote, saying that, hey, we need to make sure Bailey leaves the house. Otherwise, she's coming after me. And by the way, I have the other power app.
Like, where the lessons, man? Learn the lessons. This whole week was just, oh my God. I just feel like, honestly, this was a fumble in Tyler's book. And I understand why he did. I understand what he was thinking going through with it. But the truth of the matter is, he had loosened his grip on Sam in the last couple of weeks to the point where he doesn't have that same allure, same power on her. And while this was something that, if I feel like it was close, Taryn, it was really close, as given by Sam's reaction throughout the day and how she battled demons all day and how she was behaving and reacting to all this, he was close. I think he lost the battle, though. I think he made a big mistake here telling Sam about his power.
Yeah, and it's like I get it. You know, he's trying to secure the vote. He genuinely wanted to put this trust in her. He's told her secrets before. She knows that he's a super fan and she has not said a word about it. So I think he feels like they have this special relationship. What Tyler does not realize is that Sam is like having a full on mental break, like to the point where I legitimately think it is morally wrong to keep her in this house. She is losing her mind and she doesn't want to be there. And she is extremely paranoid, and not just like in a game sense, but like in a real life, just like she is genuinely like a paranoid person. And we've talked about this before in humorous ways, like the whole like, oh, do I look fat in this? Or like, oh, are you gonna mercy kill me? But like, she genuinely I think she has some kind of delusions or something, because there's something seriously wrong with her. And I didn't necessarily see how serious this was until last night either, but obviously this is going to turn out to be a massive mistake on Tyler's part to let her know this information that could really, really damage his game. And also, I think has the potential here to damage his relationship with Sam herself. She's like, why didn't you tell me this earlier? And he said, I didn't want to burden you with the knowledge. I know you don't like lying. It's hard to know if this is the impetus or if it's something else entirely. But Sam is definitely pulling away. She does tell him in this conversation, she promises that she's going to vote to evict Bailey. So it seemed like this worked. It seemed like everything was fine. And then maybe something happened later in the day. Maybe this wasn't the impetus for Sam's mental break. Who knows? I doubt we'll get any diary rooms about it because I doubt we'll even see this storyline on the feeds, unfortunately, because of how much production involvement there is in it. But for the most part here, regardless of whether this was the cause or just something that happened, it's no good that Sam now knows about this. And she is going to, she's essentially Tyler's new Caitlin. Like, this guy, he is attracted to the unstable here.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I feel like if it's like an on the surface reasoning of like, well, why was this a mistake? It's because of the fact that she told him about hers and he got the next one right away and didn't say anything and just sat on it till now. Like, lie or no lie, she's been keeping stuff here and there. Like, the justification wasn't there. And then if we're going to look at the other factors, like you mentioned, like, she does seem unstable. She does seem like she's going through some things right now. A lot of paranoia, a lot of things that I feel like this house does do that to you. Like, you're in this, you know, house confined the entire time with no contact with people you knew, just people in the now. And while other people are able to navigate through this, while other people will have their ups and downs, it just seems like Sam's has been a constant down from the beginning up until now. To the point where she becomes a focal point of the entire 24 hours yesterday. And it's because we were all on pins and needles. Like Brent said on the show last night, it was like, which one of the three are getting evicted? Not two, because she was honestly in the mix there. It was kind of concerning. And it's just one of those things now where we got to keep an eye out for her and see how she navigates through this. We're going to talk about her later again, like post the show on feeds last night, because she was a big part of that as well. But she just gets these ideas in her head that things are going a certain way, or things are in a way where she doesn't see right or she doesn't think is right. And for whatever reason, Tyler is on the wrong side of what's right now for her. And he's starting to get written off by her little by little.
Yes. So that happens. Tyler's then going to talk to Haley. Haley wants to fix their relationship. This is definitely one of those. The HOH competition is tonight, and I would love to do some damage control prior to the HOH competition conversations. She just says, look, you scare me in this game. That's why I put you up. You never talk to me. He says, that's a two-way street. Like I, you never talk to me either. Like, what do you want me to do? They talk about Caitlin and all of the things that she was saying. And Tyler's like, why would you believe Caitlin? You know, I was always voting her out. She was a liar. Haley apologizes for Bailey coming at him the way that she did. That's never what she intended with the house meeting. She says, Tyler, you were not being rude to her. I think she was just expecting that everyone is going to apologize to her. And then when they didn't, she kind of lost it. And so they talk about that for a bit. She wants to know if he's been aligned with Casey and Angela the whole time. Oh, no. They just came to me recently. That's been a thing. She admits to knowing about a plan to put Scotty on the block next to Tyler, but says, I wasn't part. I knew it was happening, but I did not participate.
Mm-hmm. I just nodded and said yes. See, I feel like another thing, Taryn, with Tyler is that having Caitlin in the house was so good for him, because anyone that wasn't on the level six side that felt close to him always thought, well, Caitlin's just too much. That's why she's his number one. She's just around him all times, attached at the hip. It was like a good justification for them to think, this is why he's not that close to me currently. Once she left, they were like, well, he's going to come to me. I feel like Haley was one of those people and Sam was one of those people. And then just the distance started happening and all this goes down. Now, I think that Haley did a good job of trying to cover her tracks in case Tyler wins HOH. The both of them were obviously doing the exact same thing to make sure that should this happen, we'll be okay. We'll be fine. And they're both very socially well, like as far as talking goes, because they both are able in this instance for me to feel like they made each other feel comfortable enough that we're okay, we're fine. Obviously, if there's a facade, they feel good coming out of this conversation.
Yes. She's happy that they both trust Scotty. Haley does feel very good about this conversation afterward. Tyler, though, this lie that Haley has that, like, I knew about the plan, but I didn't participate in it. Like, that worked on Scotty, but Tyler is like, yeah, that's BS. Like, I, first of all, Angela told me, I know that you were involved in this. I know that you're lying to me. So Tyler is going to tell Scotty about this conversation in a different light than Haley sees it, which will come into play a little bit later on. Tyler is going to tell Scotty, and this is off the feeds, but we'd heard from Scotty later. Granted, Scotty could be lying, but I doubt he is. That, hey, Haley's trying to play you. She's trying to pretend that she wasn't in on this thing, but she was. But unfortunately for Tyler, Scotty is very smitten with Haley and definitely believes her when she lies. It's great listening to Haley talk about lying to Scotty, where she's like, yeah, he thinks that I tried to get him on the block. And like, yeah, I did, but I told him I didn't. So so Casey and Sam are then going to have a conversation. This is when it seemed like Sam was starting to make this this break, because like I said, she promised Tyler, she seemed completely on board, she seemed like regular old Sam, and then when she was talking to Tyler, she seemed normal. She said she promised to vote Bailey out. Feeds went down for a little while, then Casey talked to her, and it seemed like Casey was pushing her really hard here. Like, hey, we really need you to vote Bailey out. And she's like, why are you doing this? Why am I talking game right now? This is, I really don't like this. You know, well, and Casey was saying, like, Bailey's coming after us. If we don't have your vote, then she's going to stay. And I think this is really what broke Sam, is this idea that, oh, wait, I'm the swing vote. Like, right. I would be sending Bailey home. And Casey's like, yes, and we need you. Otherwise, she is going to come at me and Tyler. And I think based on like what I was seeing, this seemed to be the moment where Sam started to go, I don't like this. I feel like I'm being used right now. Because Casey was really just, she was pushing hard, and everyone knows you don't push hard with Sam. You take the very soft approach. And so at this point, Sam says, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not sure anymore. I'm not sure what's happening. Are you sure JC is going to vote that way? Are you sure if Scotty's going to vote that way? This is when she really starts to lose it.
Yeah, no, Sam's thing has always, like, been, she doesn't want to play this game the way it's played by others. And for her to be the deciding vote, that's her being a cog in a plan where she's an integral force in this decision. And she doesn't want any part of that. It goes against everything that she stands for, or so she's like sees it. So she was not happy to hear that. And she essentially leaves this conversation saying, so wait, I can do whatever I want. And Casey's like, do whatever you want. Because at that point, this is not going to work. Like, you can't keep pushing her. She's not going to respond well to that. She's already not responding well to that. And she doesn't know what to do. And this is, honestly, you're right, this is where it just breaks her. Because she spends the next 25 minutes on top of Fessy crying and like tearing up for like the whole time. So she just is besides herself. She doesn't know what to do. At this point, she feels like she has to play God and decide which one of these people say, which one go. And she does not want any part of that.
Yes. Also, Haley and Scotty are going to have a brief conversation where Haley tells Scotty about her conversation with Tyler and how she felt like it really went well. And the key thing here is she does not want to be on the wrong side of the vote, especially now that her conversation with Tyler went well. She doesn't want to vote against him and the way that the house is voting. She's sick of doing that. This is also going to play a very key factor in the way that the vote goes. It's funny because Tyler's conversation with Sam trying to secure her vote ends up obviously not working, but this conversation with Haley ends up potentially securing the votes for Bailey to go when they didn't have them there. So that's very important. Then, you know, feeds go down and some more shenanigans go down after the feeds are out that we didn't see, but we heard some sort of retellings afterward. Apparently, JC and Brett ended up, you know, having this sort of, you know, what they planned, this sort of last minute reveal. Oh, we are going to be voting Bailey out. It was a bit of a scramble. JC apparently told Scotty and then told Scotty not to tell anyone. But then Scotty went and told Fessy that JC was voting Bailey out before JC had a chance to tell Fessy himself, and that pissed JC off, and so JC had to go do damage control with Fessy, and then so Fessy knew that Bailey was getting voted out by JC. At which point everyone thought, okay, well, we don't have the votes to keep Bailey then. That's why Fessy and Haley ended up flipping, you know, again, because Haley wanted to be on the right side of the votes and all of this stuff. So all of that goes down, leading into the eviction where Bailey is evicted 6-1 from the Big Brother house. And, there are a few more things to point out with that. One is that Vegas, the spoiler, had tweeted out that Sam was in the diary room for a very long time, saying that she was going to refuse to cast a vote. She did not want to cast a vote. She was in hysterics. She was trying to leave the diary room. She was trying to quit the game, and production was telling her, don't quit the game. You know, America will hate you if you do that. If you want them to rally behind you, you need to, you know, cast your vote. They're not going to hate you for casting your vote. And it's at this point for me that I am getting extremely frustrated with production, Priya.
It's BS. Like, it's BS for two reasons, right? Base reason, main reason, don't give them any outside information. This is ridiculous. Why are you trying so hard to keep this person who is literally, they could care less about your product and your game? They don't give a damn. Like, why are we being forced this? Well, now we have two people on the block who are so clearly going to keep excitement going. Like, could you imagine in the scenes if she leaves and, like, we interrupt this, like, eviction for a special announcement? She couldn't handle it. She left. Done. We're over. It's all good. But no, she stays. And then don't manipulate her by telling her that she's America's favorite. Like, you know that Sam is prime type of person to feed into this kind of stuff. And this is stuff that I personally feel like could change her perception, could change her the way she is in the game, and non-organically, which I'm not a fan of. Because now, as we're going to talk about later tonight, it seems like Sam is on the other side now. Sam is doing her own thing, and Sam has targets that she wants out. And I have to feel like this is kind of, not this in particular, but today. I mean, yesterday is the day that Sam finds out, oh, I'm with the a-holes of the club. I'm with the people that are kind of like doing this like thing. I'm playing really hard. That's not where I want to be. I want to go this way. Everything with Sam has bothered me to no end. But yesterday was like the cherry on top, because while I should be happy because it's entertaining, like they don't know what's going on, it's Sam. So already it's not as entertaining because I know some stuff's going down with her. And I don't like that.
Yeah. And outside information is kind of the theme of that eviction, with not only Julie talking about Swaggy meeting Bailey's parents and things going well, but also apparently there was, you know, talk about like, oh, that alliance of Rockstar, Fessy and Haley, like, okay, great. So like that's confirming Bailey still totally thought that Rockstar was potentially a traitor there, and Scotty is left out of that alliance. Like that's way too much information that Bailey's getting there, not to mention the fact that the audience was extremely loud during the voting, and that has been a huge topic of conversation afterward, and you bet your butt that has a huge portion to do with it's a huge part of why Sam is sort of anti this other side now, because they're all talking about how there were gasps at the votes to evict Bailey, that the audience was incredibly upset, and obviously cheers when Sam votes to evict Rockstar. So Sam, who is literally in the house because she wants America to not hate her, is now, you know, coming to the realization that these people are the villains, and she's getting played. That's absolutely part of it. So the outside information is absurd at this point. Like the level of interference is ridiculous. This I would expect this from Big Brother Canada. I would not expect this from Big Brother US. It is not okay here. They should be doing a lot better. They apparently were trying, according to Vegas. They were scolding the audience, telling them not to do this, but they failed. So you know, bad job on the audience as well. But but you need to have better systems in place. There's no reason for the house guest to hear the audience while they're casting their vote. They only need to hear Julie when Julie presses the button. All of the rest of it should be completely muted. Even then, like, there's got to be a better way to do this. I'm sure there are microphones that would only pick up Julie's voice and not the audience. Yeah. Like, come on with that stuff.
No, it's ridiculous. And like, it's just the fact of the matter is these people get what, an hour out of a whole week where there's some kind of interaction with America, with the outside world. So they're going to eat up every millisecond they get of information. You don't think Bailey's going to leave and go to jury where none of her peers are there yet? She's the first person. She's going to sit there and think about like the 5 minutes she had with Julie. Obviously, she's going to think a lot about the fact that, oh my God, my parents love Swaggy. My family loves Swaggy. That's awesome. I love Swaggy. That's perfect. She's going to daydream a whole lot. But then also she is going to think about that right before they went to commercial of this alliance. Like, that's no good. And then honestly, through all this talking, Taryn, I feel like Sam belongs in the Big Brother house on season 8 as America's player and nowhere else. She would have been perfect as America's player. That's what she wants. She would be forced to do things then, and it's justified because America wanted her to. So someone get a DeLorean going, ship her to BB-8 lot, get Eric Stein into the future, put Eric Stein in this house, because that would be a lot better for all of us involved. Honestly, yeah, last night was a bit of a disaster. The fact that they ended the show with, there's no audio. Well, good night, house guests. Like, to hell with y'all. See you next week. Like, we don't have audio. We don't have any equipment. It's just a little bit all over the place. And I wish, you'd think after 20 seasons, they would kind of figure that out.
Yes, and as the Lou Effie in the chat points out, another huge part of probably Sam's mental state here as well is that they could very clearly hear the audience losing their mind when Haley won the HOH.
Yeah,
it's very, very clear that the studio audience was rooting for that side, and because that is literally the manipulation tactic that production used to keep Sam in the game. That's going to have a huge impact on her. So hearing this about Sam, I just got so mad. It's just I am so over this absurd concept that you need to keep these people in the game. We went over this on Big Brother Celebrity multiple times, and it's just like, just get over it. Like, just let them leave. There's no point in her being here. Not only is there no point in her being here now that you know she doesn't want to be here, she's literally just doing nothing in the game. She's literally just sitting there saying, I want to leave. Please, production, let me leave. I wish I could trade places with Bailey. Let her trade places with Bailey. Bailey wanted to be there. She was a character. She was playing the game. She was entertaining. Why is Bailey gone and Sam is still in that house? It's so ridiculous. I don't understand why they're so locked on this dumb concept that nobody can quit the game, or that would ruin the integrity of the game that they ruined years ago with their dumb twists. I don't understand why they're forcing her to be there. She shouldn't be there. Bailey should be in that house. And I hate it. I hate her being there. And not only that, she said on the feeds, they tried to cut it, but she said that she put in her stupid application that she hated the game and she didn't want to be playing it. They knew before she was even cast that this was what she was going to do. I don't understand what their logic is.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I feel like, you know, if we're talking good TV here, Bailey was classy as hell last night with her exit. That was awesome. If you're in it for the dramatics and like the ratings, show us the Sam meltdown and then get rid of her. That'll bump up your Thursday like no other. And then Bailey gets to stay in the house. We go to HOH. Their side wins. Who knows what's going to happen? Pandemonium. Like, the whole fact that they have to, like, they signed up for this, so they're in it for, no. Like, if they want to leave, they're going to be a horrible person to continue watching until they get what they want. This is how we felt with Meta, where I loved Meta. We all were. Just Meta was an enigma. He was amazing. But by the fifth time he tried to leave, we were done with it. We're like, okay, man, it was fun the first couple times. You joking about, like, you know, you miss your wife, you want to kiss her in 20 places, all that stuff. We got to see that. But then by the fifth time, it was just annoying. He's like, okay, go. And we were just so pissed off with him by the time he did leave that it didn't matter. So just let him leave if they want to leave. Like, let people who are passionate enough that they're going to bleed at the mouth to stay in. It's simple, simple maths. don't be a Rachel and Rockstar in your maths. Do better calculations.
Yes, exactly. And it's just like, it's just so frustrating. Just like, if people want to leave, just let them leave. They're doing nothing for your show. I don't understand it.
Like, they got their home package from her. They got the first week with her being a robot. They got her most iconic saying of the season with the nun sweating in a cucumber patch. They got her HOH win, which happened. They got her power to get used. Like, literally everything Sam had to offer has been given now. And the only other thing I can think of is come finale night when she's either in final two or she's a juror and she stands there and says, pick the right hand or the left hand. That's how I'm voting because I don't care. So, like, weighing all of this stuff out is just not worth it. Like, honestly, we deserve better. And, like I hope people understand who are watching right now that we are pissed at this because we love this season so damn much. This season has been probably the best one we've gotten in years. And the one issue we have right now is this person in the house. So don't take it as we're complaining because we obviously love it no matter what. And we're going to love covering it no matter what. Just this one thing is really annoying. And we just wish they would understand how annoying it is.
Yep. And there's even more to talk about with Sam, but, in the meantime, let's finish up with this eviction. A vote of 6-1 with Sam voting to evict Rockstar. And this was hilarious to me because, Fessy voted Bailey out and I was like, wow, Fessy on the right side of the vote for once. He's not going to be confused afterward. Like, look at Faute. They're finally getting something right. And then Sam votes Rockstar out and you realize, oh my God, they had the votes to keep Bailey and they didn't. The one time they're finally on the right side of the vote, they're still wrong, Puya. They still messed it up somehow.
Yeah. If they had just stuck to their guns, they would have been. But the whole theme of the week was, I don't want to be on the wrong side anymore. Haley didn't want that. Fessy didn't want that. They've talked about at length that how stupid they feel that they've just been on the wrong side the whole time. So the one time they don't stick to their guns, of course that's going to be the way it goes. This is the Faute Alliance. Literally, the worst thing that can happen to them will happen to them every week. So that's just been the recurring theme, and that's how it's going to keep moving along.
And what a way for Bailey to leave, where she had the votes to stay, but her own alliance couldn't pull through and actually vote for her. They are a comedy of errors, and I absolutely love them for it. It warms my heart.
Yeah, I feel like up until this point, if you had asked me, what's my favorite worst alliance? It would have probably been the regulators just because I like the people involved there. I think Faute takes the cake and it's not even close anymore. Like, they will be the most remembered worst alliance ever for all the great TV we've gotten out of them.
Yes. And I know some people are like, oh, well, they might not have had Scotty. They absolutely had Scotty. That was basically more than confirmed last night. We'll talk about some of the conversations he had. Scotty 100% would have voted to keep Bailey if that's what Haley told him to do. He may not have preferred Bailey to stay in the game, but even that is just kind of a read based on what he said and what he said afterward and all of his actions. They all say that he 100% would have been on board to vote to keep Bailey in the house. So they did have the votes there if they wanted to. They all talked about it afterward. This is pretty solid here. So then we have the HOH competition. It's this knockout competition. JC really screws up, puts Tyler up next to Rockstar. He's going to apologize for that. He didn't understand how this went. I mean, good for him getting to the final two of the competition, as with English as a second language. He's really at a disadvantage with a lot of these competitions. I guess what are you going to do? And Haley, of course, also messes up a bit. She puts Scotty next to somebody? I don't remember. I tweeted about it. But like, what I found funny was that the two people who had the worst strategy in putting people up next to each other ended up in the final two parts of the competition. So Haley ends up winning this competition. Haley is our new HOH, and this is fantastic. Fantastic for Haley because, you know, she's really been up and down. She's has a lot of good parts to her game, a lot of bad parts to her game, but I feel like this is a great time for her to win. She needs to consolidate power around her, and then also on an entertainment level, with Scotty flipped over again and with Sam as a total wild card, this is not going to be the lame week that I and I think many other people could have anticipated it to be. This season continues to not disappoint. Every time we think that production is going to screw things up with a twist, these house guests pull through for us, and the competition outcomes are perfect, and everything is going to work out, Pooja.
Absolutely, man. We couldn't have asked for better. And I tweeted this out last night. We have had no repeats yet in the HOH. It's been a new person all the way through. There's still four other people that can win HOH. This is amazing to me. I really do enjoy it because I feel like once someone's winning like every other week, they've got the HOH, it kind of starts feeling a little ho-hum just because they've got so much power going in. The fact that we're just steering back and forth, and again, the fact that Faute's been able to be on the losing side every week despite having all these wins, these are things that are making the season great. The fact that people have to work to steer it back into the right direction is why the season is working really well. And I love that we have had no repeats. I'm really enjoying that a lot. And I guess at this point moving forward, I'll be rooting for JC, Fessy, Casey, and Rockstar to be getting HOHs so that everyone's got one. It'll be very fun to get to the end. It's like, all right, well, who do we eliminate? Oh, damn. Well, everyone's got the same HOH win, so we kind of look at vetoes then. But Haley winning is great because it was the same thing with last week with the hacker comp, where it was like the one person that was going to do something out of the normal won. And I feel like with Haley, it's kind of probably as of right now, kind of similar, where like the one person that is least likely to fall into like JC's prey, fall into anyone else, it's Haley. With everything that she's been dealing with, we've always talked about how she's potentially the one on the Faute side with the most, with her head on the straightest to deal with these kind of things. So it's very exciting to see her be put to the test now and see how she handles this.
Yeah, I think how I'm starting to view Faute is that they're all really terrible strategically, right? Like they all have no idea what they're doing strategically. Mm-hmm. And so they basically cycle through, like each week, one of them is right about something and then the others are wildly wrong. And so, like last week, Haley was wildly wrong about many things. In fact, most of them were wildly wrong about many things. But maybe Fessy seemed like the brains of the operation last week. And so this week we'll talk about shaping up to look like Rockstar might be the brains of the operation. They just cycle through. Cause like, it's like the, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day. It's totally random and it depends. They get lucky on whether or not they're right. They get things wrong all the time. However, Haley is really good socially, and that's the difference here. I think that if we want to talk about Haley being the best player of Faute, which I do think she is, it's not necessarily that she's the smartest one or that she's the most strategic. I think it's that she's just very good socially, and she really does have a way with some of these guys in the house, particularly Scotty, which is going to be a very key player here. That's how I'm starting to see Haley. And so she has this HOH. Tyler and Casey are going to talk about, they are over Sam. They're done. They're done with it. They're just so over this whole thing. They realized, man, if they had voted to evict Rockstar, Bailey would have stayed. And that is really unfortunate. We are not okay with that. Angela is going to join them. They're going to talk about, hey, can we get Sam on the block as a pawn? And then hopefully, if we need to, we can just have her leave as our contingency plan if the hacker stuff doesn't work out. That would be perfect. And that would be perfect. But it's frustrating because it's like that would be bad for Haley. And it's like, so Haley shouldn't do that. And I want her to do what's best for her, but I want Sam to leave this stupid house. Just let her leave. Just let her walk out and let Haley take somebody out that matters. So Tyler also is going to tell them, you guys need to say things about how I'm going to win the veto. So I shouldn't be put up initially. And I need to be backdoor. Just like, let's get that out there. That's going to be the plan.
Yeah, a very smart plan. Good thing that Haley already kind of like felt that way as well. Similarly, it's pretty much what's funny is feeds come back on and level six is kind of done with Sam. But also we're starting to find out Sam is kind of done with them. So it kind of all works out for both sides, both parties. And Tyler's plan is genius, right? Because if he does play this card correctly, if he avoids the block on nominations and he's avoided as the hacker nomination, then he still gets a chance to get drawn for the veto, but that doesn't really matter because he has the clout. So he uses the clout. He's fine during the veto ceremony because if they try and backdoor him, they can't. And that's what he needs because the key here is he gets to use it both at either at noms or at veto. And a lot of people talking about this in the last like 12 hours, it kind of comes down to this. People are saying, well, should he use it at noms? Only if he knows he's going up should he use it. Because if he sits on the nomination block, he can't use the clout to get off the block. Once he's on, it's done. Right?
Yeah. In my opinion, he should never use it at the nomination. Right. Even if he knows for sure he's going up, he should never use his power at the nomination ceremony. And that's because all he's doing essentially is making his odds of playing in veto less. Yep. And making it more likely that he sits on the block post veto ceremony.
Right.
So that's what he's trying to make sure that everyone is trying to convince Haley that he needs to be backdoored instead of put straight up on the block. This is something that he's been trying to do for a long time. Ever since he got this power, he's intentionally been winning a lot of vetoes so that people would be scared to put him up initially. And so he's trying to put this perception out there. Well, you put me on the block. I'm just going to win the veto. You need to backdoor me. That way he is able to use his power and keep himself safe. So that's going to be his plan. He's going to get Casey and Angela to help him orchestrate this plan. JC is also going to be involved. Make sure that JC does not, or is trying to make sure Tyler doesn't go up on the block, and everyone is on board trying to make this happen.
Yeah, no, everyone, like similar theme to last week, everyone's down with protecting Tyler from the block right now, and it's working magically. The one problem here, or the one thing we got to keep a lookout for, is Sam, because Sam now knows what this power is, and Sam is not a fan of Tyler at the moment. So she is the one person that can foil this, and thankfully for Tyler, nominations are going to be relatively early today, thanks to the hacker competition. So I don't think Sam's going to have time to spill these beans to anybody. So as long as the nomination ceremony happens and he's off the block, his plan worked. And he's pretty much, I would say, guaranteed to be in the house next week, without a doubt.
Yes, as long as Tyler is not initially nominated, he could also potentially be nominated from the hacker competition, though that is not as likely because Sam might be the only person that could theoretically do that. I do not want to be in a situation again where I'm like, well, I don't see anybody that would put Tyler up in the hacker thing. There is one person who I think could do this, and that is Sam. I don't think anybody else would put Tyler up as the hacker. And if that is the case, then I would be very surprised if Tyler did not use his cloud power to protect himself from the backdoor, especially given the fact that a lot of people know the backdoor is coming that can warn him about it. So Tyler would be safe, but he still might lose one of his allies. And that's what's going to sort of be talked about as we go on. Haley is going to talk to Rockstar and tell Rockstar that she or ask Rockstar, like, what? Hey, Rockstar, what would you do? Rockstar says, I would put up Angela and Casey and then I'd backdoor Tyler. I would not put Brett up. I would want to keep Brett safe.
Yes.
He's my best friend.
He's been on the block twice. He's come down twice. He doesn't need. Let's put fresh meat on the block is what Rockstar is thinking. And it's funny because Rockstar feels sorry about the fact that she's blamed Brett for so much now. She's starting to come back on it of like, I thought so much negative about anything that happened. I blamed it on Brett. and it wasn't him. So she's starting to see the light that Brett is just Brett. Like, he's not as big of an issue as she thinks he is.
I know that guy. He walks into clubs and thinks he can buy the place. But actually, it turns out I didn't know that guy. No. Instead, he describes his perfect woman and she sounds like me. And he makes cookies and he gives me cookies. And I'm kind of in love with him a little bit. He's mm-hmm. my best friend.
Yeah, the what more can you ask for? Cookies and asking for generosity and niceness. That's this, the perfect man.
Man, there was so much to talk about with the eviction. I almost forgot about the goodbye messages.
Oh, yeah.
The goodbye messages for Bailey, where Brett really comes out strong after so much good jury management work.
Why?
Ruins everything. Brett, what are you doing? I actually do think that Tyler, we talked all week about how, and then we also found out about like Tyler's initial aggressive attack on Bailey. So Tyler, what happened after the veto ceremony? We've been talking about how what an idiot Tyler is. What a bad move for going at Bailey in that way. Unsurprisingly, this is very, very close to a good morning situation. Obviously didn't handle it like perfectly, but he didn't like go off on her like he said he was going to prior to the thing, which is what we thought. We thought that like, oh, right after she gets put up on the block, Tyler stands up and goes, ha, you're on the block because you wanted to backdoor me and you deserve this. And I'm going to vote you out. But no, this was an awkward interaction where Bailey was asking him questions and he was, you know, just answering them. But Tyler in his goodbye message calls Bailey a big player and says, look, when big players go after big players, things happen. I hope that we can be friends after this. It seemed like Bailey responded well to this. She smiled. She said, oh, he called me a big player. She got some respect from him. I think that's all she ever wanted. She always has liked Tyler. And so I think getting that kind of respect from him was very well received. She did not seem to respond well to Angela and definitely did not respond well to Brett's message. No. So for all our talk about like, oh, well, Bailey's never going to vote for Tyler now. Maybe not the case anymore.
Yeah, well, that's funny because when Bailey was about to leave the house and starts doing the hugs, I was like, oh my God, is she going to ignore Tyler? Because like, I could see Tyler ready and like standing there in line waiting to get the hug. I was like, if that doesn't happen, I feel worried. They hugged. I was like, okay, that's fine. It's like, maybe, I don't know. And then the goodbye message just completely smooths everything over. He correctly realizes that he has to stroke her ego at that moment, call her for a big player that she is, say that we're going after each other. One of us had to win. One of us had to lose. That was perfectly put. It was something that she was very receptive to, and that's great. Then we move over to Brett, where I feel like Brett is known in the house, given his speeches, given the hit thing he did with Caitlin. He's a showman. He likes to be the comedic clown. The problem being, Bailey's probably not the correct audience for that kind of behavior. I feel like if it was someone else sitting there, off the top of my head, let's say JC. Let's say JC was getting the goodbye message. I feel like JC would be okay with that. I'd be like, oh, Brett's just being Brett, whatever, stupid. But Bailey's not his core audience for that kind of behavior. So he made the wrong choice there. And that is the problem. That is the difference here where like we see Tyler, clearly fan of the game, realizes the goodbye messages matter, but the person matters too. I got to like craft it to what they want. And I got to like kind of like make sure I'm owning up because I'm sure he's watched the BB19 mistakes. But then Brett is like, I'm just going to be me and they know what I'm all about, or makes the mistake that they all know what I'm about. So it's fine. But he's not changing it to each person. He's being genuine, but that like being that genuine does not matter when your message is kind of a dick move, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of comparisons lately of Brett to Dr. Will in terms of his gameplay and like how he starts the game as a bro, like playing pretty poorly, and then sort of learns what he's doing as he goes along, and now he's playing up this charismatic, wild card kind of this thing. And and honestly, with these goodbye messages, I feel like the comparison is getting stronger because this is exactly how Dr. Will Wilhelm won the game as he was very rude to people and arrogant. And a Dr. Will in a current season with, you know, house guests that might be more prone to be upset about that sort of thing might not do as well in the jury vote. So I actually do feel like the comparison only gets stronger as we go along here. This is exactly how Dr. Will would have handled his goodbye messages. Yeah. So what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. So anyway, back to the game here. Haley says she's not going to put Brett up. She feels good about Brett. So Brett's not going up on the block. Scotty is going to talk to Brett about what happened with JC prior to the vote. Scotty is wondering, like, with what happened with JC, it seemed like JC was trying to set people up to vote the wrong way. And that makes me wonder, has he done that before too? Like, is JC the guy that's been setting everyone up? He wonders this out loud. He'll talk to Haley about it later as well. Never really gets anywhere. They all know JC is sketchy, but nobody ever fully kind of comes to the realization that JC has been the person that's been screwing them up all along. Scotty now does have these suspicions for sure, but, they do not solidify into anything real.
No, the only thing that this really does is it throws JC's name in the mix as a potential hacker nominee. Should anything crazy happen, or should they gain control and they want to throw him up instead of, let's say, a KC? Because it seems like, so right now, the way the nominations are looking, obviously Tyler is number one and only choice for a backdoor. So post-veto nomination, that's what Haley wants as a backdoor. The remaining nominations and stuff, there's Casey, Angela, Sam, and then after this, kind of JC's in the mix a little bit, but not all that much. And it's looking stronger and stronger that they want to put Casey and Angela, because Sam was in conversation of potentially going. We talked about this earlier about how Casey and Angela tried to talk to Haley of potentially putting her up as a pawn and being like, this is justified. You put me up. That's all well. Like, that's understandable. So I put you up. I hope there's no bad blood. But then Rockstar was the one who was able to kind of talk that out of her to say, like, listen, I know Sam's not coming after you. You can bring her in here right now. She'll promise it to you. You guys can have a conversation and it's all good. And then obviously this conversation starts happening, but we all know Sam was concerned about one thing last night. Who's making fun of me? I want names. Who is making fun of me in this house? Let's get to the bottom of that. So with JC in the mix now, it's only a situation because they can keep the noms the same. So it's only JC's in the mix if they decide somehow they want to, like, amp up the drama, or if they want to change anything from the initial. But it's looking like if Tyler doesn't go, they really do want Angela or Casey, with, like, that ranking in particular, Angela, then Casey, to go. So that's where that is.
Yeah. Yes. So Tyler's going to talk to Brett. He's going to let Brett know, make sure that I'm backdoored. He says, Brett, you need to trust me on this. It's the only way to keep all of us safe this week. So he is already kind of dropping hints like, don't be surprised if something happens, and it's for the benefit of all of us, which it theoretically could be. Mm-hmm. Haley is going to talk to Angela first. Angela tells Haley she was never a target of hers. I still don't believe that you're the hacker, Haley. I'm going to believe what I'm going to believe. And it's probably a good idea to nominate pawns, not your main target, not anyone that might win a veto because of this hacker twist. They overhear Sam literally saying into her microphone, please let me leave. And they both start complaining about her. Like, it's super annoying. They both hate it. They're over it. JC is going to have a 2-on-1 conversation with Haley, with Fessy there. He's going to say, I think you should put up 2 pawns. I think you should put up 2 people who aren't going to win the veto in order to protect Fessy. Because if you have people in the veto who are going to win, then it's more likely that if Fessy gets put up in the hacker competition, that he's going to stay up on the block, and then you don't want Fessy to go home during your HOH. So make sure you put up 2 people who you don't think are going to win, 2 people who might not matter if you put them up, like who might not be mad. And then he's like, not me, though. Not me. I'm not talking about me. He doesn't want to name names at first, but he eventually kind of settles on, you should probably put Sam up, and then maybe somebody like Angela or something along those lines. After JC leaves, Fessy is going to ask Haley what she's doing. He thinks a good idea is Angela and Casey on the block with Tyler as the back door. She has been thinking, I don't know. I was thinking maybe Sam and Casey. I did have a good talk with Angela. Fessy says, that's fine. That's fine. Whatever. And then they get into this, this ridiculousness. So he wants to know, what's up with this final three you were asking me about earlier? So apparently, as we talked about yesterday, Haley had a very long conversation with Scotty about a lot of things that happened. And Scotty told her a lot of things about Fessy. Fessy in particular, he was really trying to drive a wedge between her and Fessy. With knowledge, I think he thinks is genuine. One of the things he said was, because this was genuine, Bailey, who had proposed a final three alliance with Scotty and Fessy. This is true. This is real. Bailey did propose this. Fessy did not know about this, though. This was like a talk between Bailey and Scotty where Bailey was saying, I would want my final three to be Fessy and you. And I think Scotty interpreted that to mean that they already had something going, especially because of some other information, like him knowing about the power way before anyone else, his connection to Swaggy and Bailey. The fact that Bailey told Fessy to flip the vote to keep Brett. When it was Brett versus Rachel, and then mysteriously there was one vote that kept Brett. He thinks that was Fessy because that's what Bailey told him to do. So Scotty legitimately thinks that this was a real final three that was already in place and that was proposed to him and that he had to swear on the Bible for. So that's one thing. The other thing is that flip vote. And then he also told her that Fessy is all about the guys alliance and that he was making fun of the women for sending each other home. So all of this stuff, he told Haley not to say anything. But Haley, of course, as I predicted yesterday, has gone to Fessy and he has done exactly what I said he was going to do, which is, oh, no, I'll do anything to prove that it wasn't me. So he wants to know about this. And she says, look, did you have a final three with Bailey and Scotty? He says, no, that's a joke. That's ridiculous. Who told you that? She says, I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you who told you. It doesn't matter who told me. She also wants to know, have you ever made fun of the girls about how the girls are leaving? And he's like, whoa, what? I'm just trying to think, like, maybe I said something. I said that. Yeah. And so he admits to that. She asks him, were you the vote to keep Brett? Because Bailey asked you to do it. He said, well, Bailey did tell me to do that, but I didn't. I told her no. She just wants to know who told you all this? Who told you? Where are you getting this information? She says, it doesn't matter. Stop asking. I'm not going to tell you. Not going to tell you.
You're not going to tell me? You're not going to? I played 51 days for nothing. For nothing. And the other thing I liked was at one point he says, Haley, I like you. He's like, thank you. Thank you? Yeah. That's what you're going to say to me? It's like, God damn, she just won HOH. Like, you guys have nothing else but each other. Why are you doing this? And then obviously, inevitably, he breaks her. She says, like, she alludes that it's Scotty. And he goes, oh.
Well, the way that he does it is ridiculous, too, where it's like, he's pissed off. He's like, I can't believe you're doing this. I was so happy and now I'm not happy. You won't say you like me and you won't tell me who told you this. And so he's like, well, I heard that you were trying to work with Angela and Bailey and that you had an alliance with them. And so Haley, of course, is like, well, who told you that? And he's like, well, I don't want to say. It's not important.
He is like that overweight dad in every sitcom ever. Just so stupid. And it's just the way he plays with her and he thinks he's being coy and then he's just secretly getting more and more pissed that it's not working. But so my favorite part of this all is when he eventually finds out it's Scotty. He finds out, he's like, I'm not mad. I don't care. I'm going to win the hacker comp and put him up. But I don't care. He's like, no, he's trying to put a wedge in between. I don't care, though. I'm not mad, but I'm going to put him up if I win. And they're back and forth of, listen to me. You're being stupid. You're not going to put him up. You're not going to, I'm going to put him up. He's driving a wedge in between us. I'm going to put him up. I'm like, well, what are you two doing? Stop. Stop this.
The Lou Effie in the chat says, God, their fights remind me so much of arguments between my children. It's a very good point.
Very, very astute analysis there.
So he's saying, it's not important. I don't need to tell you who told me about your alliance with Angela and Bailey. And so she says, just tell me, just tell me. He's like, are you going to tell me? And she's like, no. It's like, and then, okay. She's like, okay, fine. Jeez, tell me. Says, it was JC. Don't be mad at him though. It doesn't matter. JC told me. And she's like, okay, fine. Look, Scotty told me. It's like, Scotty, that's so, he's trying to put a wedge between us. What is he doing? That's so sketchy. He's playing everyone. We gotta put him up. She's like, no, you cannot put Scotty up. You cannot do that. Scotty is you are not allowed to touch Scotty. And so Fessy's gonna walk away. He's gonna go and rant to JC about this. And so of course this information is gonna get out very quickly. Yeah. Haley should not have given in. She should not have even confronted him about it. This whole situation was just a huge mess. So then she's gonna talk to Rockstar. And they are going to discuss their nomination plans or Haley's nomination plans. This is when Rockstar further explains why she doesn't want Brett on the block. The cookies, the ideal woman. She was wrong about him. I really, really want to see Brett's goodbye message to Rockstar. I hope we get that someday.
Oh, it's going to be so good. And I feel like it's safe to say, gang, Scotty was right. The mist is real. He turned Rockstar into loving him from despising him by thinking he's disgusting. She's in love with him now. He's a suitor.
It's funny. Like after all of that, like he's so charismatic. Now he has Scotty snowed. He has Rockstar snowed. Like, wow. It's actually working. Like I said, I really feel like he is taking the Paul path here and he's really learning the game as he goes along. And also, again, you got some Dr. Will comparisons. You've also got some Paul comparisons in terms of pissing people off in the diary room.
Yeah, and that's funny because...
Or the goodbye message.
Yeah, given if he just keeps the goodbye messages the way they are and he keeps going like this, that's what's going to shoot him in the foot. Otherwise, if he starts realizing what he's doing and kind of fixes it along the way, I feel like because of the good relationships he's got going now with Scott, with your Scotties, with your rock stars, they could fix the anger Bailey has towards him in the jury house without an issue. Like, we can't write Brett off yet off of one goodbye message. I need the additional goodbye messages compiled to make a decision on whether he's tanked it or not.
Yes, I just when Rockstar finds out she was right all along about who Brett is, like that's gonna be wonderful. So Haley talks to Rockstar. They talk about JC being sneaky. Haley wouldn't mind putting JC on the block, especially if they won the hacker competition. They think that would be perfect. If one of them wins the hacker competition, they could put up JC without pissing Fessy off. And that would be ideal for them if they could get JC on the block that way. Meanwhile, Fessy is probably thinking, if I can get Scotty on the block with that hacker competition. Rockstar thinks we probably shouldn't nominate Sam because we should at least find out where Sam's head is at first. Mm-hmm. Rockstar really, really saving Haley from herself in this moment. Again, Rockstar is she is taking her turn as the brains of the operation this week. Mm-hmm. And she is really going to set Haley straight in terms of we should see where Sam's head is at and maybe not nominate her. She's gonna go and bring Sam in to talk to Haley. They have a very brief conversation, where Haley goes, Sam, if you won HOH, would you put me up? And Sam says, no. Is that what you want me to say? No. Fine. I won't do it. And he's like, okay. It's like, right. Okay. I give you my word. All right. Bye.
Yeah, this, ladies and gentlemen, this is who they kept in instead of Summer of Steve. What could have been on Summer of Steve? going. Now this is it. Yeah. So I, like I said earlier, this is pretty much it. Like that's all she needed. Rockstar has correctly done this so that even though this was the response Haley got, she's still able to convince Haley not to go that direction. A little bit of it also has to do with how Haley kind of understands how JC is doing everything he can to put Sam on the block, and she doesn't want to listen to JC. And like everyone else has kind of been saying the same thing. Again, for some reason, Sam is on a witch hunt to find out who's been being mean about her and making comments about her. That's pretty much most of her concern throughout the night after all this mess.
Yes. So, I mean, after this conversation, she's going to cry to Rockstar about, like, who am I going to put up now? Who am I going to put up now that I said I wouldn't put Haley up? It's like, I just don't want to be here. Just let me go to the home or to the little house or like whatever. Like, it's hard for me to, again, to convey just how broken she is. She is speaking gibberish. She is I'm being used and people are making fun of me. Rockstar, who is making fun of me? Who is making fun of me? And Rockstar, I don't think anyone's making fun of you. I think, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, no, Rockstar, who's making fun of me? I'm telling you, she is not well. In all seriousness, she should not be in this house. She is losing her mind. I have never seen anybody this disconnected from reality before. It is not okay. It is not healthy. Like, let her leave this house.
Yeah. I have seen people disconnect from reality like this when they're hammered at the club at 2 a.m.
Yes.
And they're like, does he like me? Do you like me? Does he like me? Do you like me? Do they like me? Does she like me? That's kind of the behavior she's showing. But we know full well she's not getting any alcohol. So.
Maybe they drugged her up in order to get her to stay. Like, honestly, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, it's not impossible to say at this point. Like, it's just, it's weird because we also see her when she's happy and cheery, and then we also see this. So it's something, and it's toxic for her. It's not good for her. This environment as a whole is not good for her at this point. She is a toxic part of the house at this point, in my opinion as well. She shouldn't be there for her own well-being and for everyone else's game. She shouldn't be there.
Yeah, and it's just like Haley is the one person in this house who had any reason to target Sam, and she's not going to because she's not dumb enough to do it. Like, that's the effect that somebody like this has on the game. Like, Sam is going to be here until the finale, and she's just going to sit there and whine and complain and cry and be very unhealthy in this whole situation until she gets to wherever it is that she gets cut in the finale or makes it to the final two or whatever. And it's absurd. It's absurd that she's there. She should not be in that house for her own sake, for our sake, and for everyone else in the house's sake. Just let her leave. I do not want to have to listen to somebody beg to leave the house every single day. It's ridiculous.
It's no good. It's no good. It's no fun for anybody. It's kind of hard to listen to when you know that they're feeling like they're being held against their will. That's no fun. And then just to have to hear that on a loop every day is not going to be any good for anybody. So again, I feel like we've talked about this so much, but it just comes down to one thing. Just let her leave. Just get rid of her. Let everyone wash their hands of this and let's move on, because the rest of the house is amazing.
Yeah. And it's, I'm at a point where I'm hoping for one of the sides to make a massive mistake and target Sam. I'm like, I'm hoping that Haley makes a mistake and puts Sam on the block so Sam can go. I'm hoping that level 6 makes a mistake and they're so pissed off at Sam that they put her up in the hacker nomination. Like, I just, somebody screw up and send this girl home, please. So then Haley's going to talk to Brett. They're flirting pretty hardcore here. Brett is talking about what are you up to? He explains what happened prior to the vote, all of this stuff. Haley tells Brett, I've got a number one target I've got a number two, number three, number four. I'm thinking of putting like number two and three on the block and then backdooring number one. And so this is essentially telling Brett what he needs to know in terms of, that's perfect. That's what Tyler told me that he wants. Brett is going to be able to relay this to Tyler, like, you're number one, dude. Like, you're getting backdoored. He then can use his power. So he says that makes sense. He's all good. He does make a pitch to put Sam up as a pawn. She is receptive to it, but they get interrupted by the Sam conversation, and she's going to back away from this a little bit afterward. So Brett does very well here. He gets Haley feeling very good about him. He talks about how him and Scotty are really close, and he feels like he can work really well with them. So. He's very happy, or she's very happy about that. And like this idea that they can all work together, and everything is good there. And so that's it for Brett, does well here.
Yeah, no, he does a good job. He's been someone that we've talked about how he's like learning, picking up the game. I feel like socially he does really well. He has this way with people where people just enjoy being around him. And like, yes, he's a bro, but he's not too much of a bro. He's able to talk with different people and behave different types of ways. So that's all very, very good. Now, I kind of want to talk, because I've been thinking about this for the last like couple minutes, with the hacker nomination. The move here, I feel like it should level six win, which it's pretty, like it's likely that they could win. I'm assuming they're not going to try and go ahead and put up Fessy. Because Fessy is someone who is a good player with the beat. He's proven it. Scotty has proven it. They're working Scotty over. I do see a world where Sam gets put up because she's also the weaker of the few people that they would want to have up there. Right? Maybe. Am I hoping too much?
I think it's the wrong move, but I would love for that to happen. I would love for them to make that mistake. I think it's possible. But that might just be hopeful thinking. So we'll talk about like all of the various, because again there are many different scenarios. We'll talk about that when we get to the end of the day here. So Sam has a conversation with Rockstar. This is again when she demands people know who's making fun of her. She also says she's done with Tyler. He's a snake. She hates him and Angela. She wants them both to go. Again, it's hard to get into her psyche to know what happened here. Maybe it was something to do with the power. Maybe it was something to do with the crowd reaction. Who knows what, the production was certainly not too shy about telling her things according to Vegas. So who knows what's going on there? But as of right now, she seems like she has turned on Tyler and Angela. But again, for all I know, this could change today or tomorrow. She's very unstable. She did allude to knowing a secret about them, but she said she wasn't going to say what it was. So likely not, as you mentioned, going to have the chance to reveal Tyler's power before the nominations. But even if she revealed it before the hacker competition, they could still put Tyler up through the hacker.
Yeah.
If they felt like that was the only way to get them. But who knows? Who knows? I expect this not to come out. I think Sam probably would not reveal this information. I do think that she is actually against Tyler, but I also think she is a complete wild card. And I think her loyalty is going to be up in the air on a daily basis. And so we'll see what happens with Sam. Scotty has a conversation with Haley. Scotty has some things to tell her. Scotty, very, very, very full of information, and Haley really is really appreciating this. Scotty comes up to her, says, first of all, Tyler told me about your conversation earlier in the day, all the way back before the HOH competition took place. And he was emphasizing that you are trying to play me. And Haley's like, what? I thought that was a good conversation. Damn it. She's not happy about that. He also says JC was being very sketchy prior to the vote and super annoying because we would have had the votes to keep Bailey. If we had known, and we didn't know, and really annoyed about JC, really annoyed about that. Also, Fessy and JC were just acting very sketchy just now. In the room, they were being weird. So that's weird. They also talk about how Brett was being sketchy in the HOH competition. His choices, he pinned Haley against Rockstar, and then Haley against somebody else. I don't remember. And so that was weird. Why was he doing that in the HOH competition? But they don't really get too far down that road. Scotty tells Haley he thinks she should put Tyler straight up on the block, and just put him up next to Sam or something. But Haley decides, no, I don't want him playing in the veto. I don't want him to win that veto. So that's not going to happen. And I'm not sure. Tyler clearly will do whatever Haley wants. It's hard to figure out what Scotty's motives are. I'm not sure if he wants Tyler targeted, or if he wants Tyler to be able to play in the veto so that Tyler can be safe. Because what he said is put Tyler up so that he can't use the veto on one of the other two women. Because he's assuming that Tyler will put him up so that he can win the veto, take himself down, and then one of the women will go. I think that's Scotty's ideal situation. Obviously, Tyler did not have a conversation with Scotty where he said, I would rather be backdoored. I think Scotty is doing this in a way where he's obviously not loyal to Tyler, but he'd prefer one of the women to go over Tyler at this point. That would be my guess. But again, I think ultimately, he's going to do absolutely anything for Haley. They again flirt hardcore in this conversation. Scotty is like, he looks at her with like love in his eyes. He's like, she tells Scotty at one point, if you're playing me, if it turns out you're just getting in good with both sides, like, I'm going to drive to your house. When I watch this show, I'm going to yell at you. I'm going to be mad. And he's going to be like, well, I guess I should do that now then, because then I'd get to see you again. That is their every other thing. Like, they flirt first and then they talk strategy, and then they flirt and then they talk strategy. He is smitten.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I feel like every time Scotty goes over to Haley and gives her a piece of information, it's kind of like that scene in a movie where the nerd guy does the homework, hands it over, and gets like the second digit to her phone number.
Yes.
She's like, okay, 7. It's like, thank you. Okay, perfect. And then he keeps coming back for more. And that's how it's been going.
And he like whispers, like, you know, that jerk that you're going out with, these are all the bad things he's doing. I don't know why you're with him when I'm such a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the guy that is going to steal her before the prom, before she goes to prom with Homecoming King. She'll go to prom with the nerd guy. And that's how the movie ends. It's been going really well, though, for them, because honestly, this is like the best marriage of convenience for Haley, because she's here getting all that information that she needs. And I do feel like Scotty feels like this is self-fulfilling for him, too, because he's going to get his cake and eat it, too, if he successfully gets Tyler on the block. Because I feel like, as you said, he, like, maybe he's not 100% with Tyler, but he is close to Tyler to a way that he's not close with the girls. So for him, ideally, he gets to have that by Haley getting what she wants by having Tyler up, but also Tyler comes down and is therefore safe, and he doesn't have to show his cards. Because then if Tyler's on the block, that'll get interesting with Scotty, because I feel like we're not 100% sure whether he'd want to boot or keep Tyler, depending, I guess, who he's sitting next to. So for Scotty, the ideal situation is he touches the block, but he's not there come Thursday, so I don't have to show what I'm doing.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. If Tyler didn't win the veto, I think Scotty would be perfectly fine voting Tyler out, helping Scott Haley out in that regard. I think he's just thinking, like, it would be great if something happened and then I didn't have to do that.
But
I'm perfectly willing to take Tyler out at this point. So that's where Scotty stands there. Fessy is then going to talk again to Haley. He's upset that she's talking to Scotty so much. She had a conversation with Scotty and Rockstar in the room, and he was like, "What? Why are you talking to Scotty with Rockstar? What is that? You trust him so much. That's not fair. I spent 52 days. I used to veto on you." He's very, very upset. He's trying to play you. He's playing everyone. I can't believe it's working. It's so stupid. Stop.
I feel like the move here for Haley is to just slop block him, put him on slop so he's a have not and he can't be sleeping in that room. Because first of all, he's going to try. Second of all, like, punish him a little bit. Or just hopefully he's on the block at some point. She wins the veto, uses it on him and says, we're even, never bring that up again. Like, just go away with your damn veto. Like, she is truly paying the invoice of having the veto used on her, unlike anyone we've ever seen. Because Fessy's just relentless. It's like he did the one. It's like, remember when I prevented you from putting your foot in that puddle by putting my coat down? That was amazing of me. Please always remember that. When I die, that'll be on my tombstone that I did that for you. Like, the fact that this guy expects so damn much for nothing for this game, and that any little thing she does, he's still, like, 51 days in, Fessy, you don't realize that you got to be talking to everybody, that you got to be making connections all over the place. 51 days, and you haven't understood that clearly this is what she's doing, and this is her MO. Like, get with the program, my man. Like, we're talking about Brett adapting to the game. I feel like Fessy's just, like, walking in with fog-covered glasses and just bumping into everything like a bull in a china shop.
Yeah. The JC is also going to make it very apparent to Haley that Fessy told him about the Scotty information. So that's going to be annoying to Haley. Haley thinks Fessy is way overreacting to this whole thing, which tells her that he's lying.
Right.
She was like, because he was saying, like, you, when I asked you if you were the hacker, you were like, oh, how dare you question me? And she was like, yeah, because I was lying and I was the hacker and you're doing the same thing. she's very skeptical. She then will have a conversation with Tyler. She asks him about, like, hey, Scotty said that you said, you think I'm playing him. He says, yeah, I did think that. Like, that's what people were telling me. You were trying to get him on the block and you know, you're trying to pretend that you weren't, you know, were you not playing him? He's walking. This is a very interesting conversation because he's walking this weird line where I think he, like, legitimately wants to protect his alliance by using his power this week. I think he wants her to backdoor him because if she backdoors him, then he'll be able to use his power. And that way he can prevent, hopefully with the hacker power and the veto, there's a chance that he can prevent the majority of level six from being on the block, especially if she's not going to put Brett on the block. He's trying to work this, where he's also like, just, he's like, look, yeah, like I thought you were playing Scotty. And she says, I'm not playing Scotty. I believe me. She actually gives up a little too much information here about Scotty. I think Tyler now knows for sure that Scotty is leaking everything he says to Haley. but he says, okay, I believe you now. Like, we're cool. Like, that's what I thought, but I believe you now. They wonder if they can work together moving forward. He says, for him, actions speak louder than words. And so if you don't put me on the block, that would mean a lot. That would mean a lot. If you put me up, I could win the veto. I could win the hacker. You could be just putting me up as a backdoor, like, that'd be fine. Like, that would work for me. So so we're clear, just to recap, you're not going to put me on the block right away, right? Like, I'm going to get that commitment from you. You're not going to put me on the block right away. I mean, you might backdoor me, but well, if that happens, but you're not going to put me on the block right away. He's like, no, you're good. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I feel like it's funny because someone who really wants this as bad as he did, like, there should be red flags going up, but obviously this is a different house, different gameplay. What I was thinking about is, let's say, because they did get that snippet of the cloud coming up on the screen last week. If that was any of the other two power apps, the speculation would have been close enough to what the power is. Where, like, if it was bonus life, obviously it sounds like they get to come back or they have an extra life in the game. If it's identity thief, they can change something. They can steal an identity. What does that mean? Oh, can they steal, like, the veto? Can they steal HOH? They can steal some kind of power. What the hell does a cloud mean? So even if they were smart enough onto it, even if they kind of find out Tyler has a power and they put two and two and say, oh, that the cloud thing must have been that, they still can't figure out what it is exactly. So that's great. I think Tyler is very lucky that everyone sees him as strong as he is. And if he truly has been winning these vetoes on purpose to make that clear, that he is a fierce competitor when it comes to these competitions, this is amazing gameplay. Because should he be safe this week? Should he have to use the cloud? Which honestly, at this point, I feel like it would be great if he gets to use it. Because given that Sam looks like she's just going to be hanging around, if he looks at her the wrong way, if she feels some type of way, we could see her leak this information. And then I just don't want him to have to pick up all these pieces of like, oh my God, Sam knew and did it. He didn't tell me. He didn't tell me. He didn't tell me. He didn't tell me, because like everyone thinks they're close to him. So I don't want him to have to deal with all of that damage control. So I think the move here is this week that he gets to use it. Because if he does win the veto somehow and then he doesn't use it, I don't know if that's going to be good for him in the long run. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, because that's the thing. The way to keep level six safe this week, we'll talk about scenarios in just a, there's a lot of scenarios to talk about. Yeah. And I don't want to get caught up too much. So that conversation happens. Fessy comes in at the tail end of that conversation. He puts Tyler on the spot. He says, prior to the Brett Rachel eviction, did Haley come up to us and say that she wanted Brett to stay? And then I said no. And Tyler says yes. And then Tyler leaves. And then Haley is mad. She said, I just had a great conversation with him. I'm feeling good about it. Once again, feeling good about a conversation with Tyler. And then says and then you coming in, you're putting him on the spot, like you are becoming a wild card. He's like, oh, I'm a wild card then, put me on the block, whatever. Send me home. And so they argue more about Scotty and JC and everything. And then they also argue about, I've been waiting to talk about this, he's been trying to sleep in her bed all night long. He's been trying to say, let me sleep with you. She's like, no, I am going to sleep alone tonight. They're going to have a whole saga where he just refuses to leave. At one point, sneaking back up into the room, turning the lights off, getting into the bed, and then she comes back in. She's like, this is ridiculous. She turns the light on. She's like, get out of here. So you're not sleeping up here tonight. I really wanted her to pull Scotty up and just be like, hey, Scotty, do you want to sleep over here?
Oh, my God. I would love that. I would love that so much. And then I would watch the feeds overnight, Taryn. I would. I would just sit there and watch the bed Fessy's in and watch him just think of all the things that are going on.
He would just sit there and stare in the direction of the HOH room the entire night, just like.
Oh my God, it'd be so good. And then someone could edit Drake in the background. Any Drake song would work perfectly with that. It would just be magnificent. Again, she should slop block him this week. She should totally make him a have not, because at least then she's guaranteed that he's not going to be pulling these shenanigans, because he cannot leave the room for sleeping purposes. Mm-hmm. I would love that. I would want that. Again, probably not going to happen because it's a dumb thing to do, given that, you know, they're aligned. But just do it for your sanity and for our entertainment. Do it.
Yes. She also confirms again at one point, Casey and Angela are the current plans for nominations. Yeah. So that's what's going to happen. So that's the day. Let's talk about all of the different possible scenarios that can come of this, because there are a lot of them. So with Angela and Casey going on the block, the level six plan, if they win the hacker, I imagine would be to take one of Casey or Angela down. This might depend on who wins it. Obviously, if Angela wins, she'd take herself down. If Tyler won, I'm not sure who he would take down. He's got a good relationship with both of them. I think they would try to discuss like who has the better shot of winning the veto, but it's also like, it's a tricky situation because they might not have the votes without Sam, even if they do have the hacker power. So whoever stays in the block might be in a lot of trouble. But regardless, I think they would take one of these women down and replace her. Probably with Rockstar. Again, I hope that they would make the mistake and put Sam on the block. Yeah. But it would probably be Rockstar because Rockstar is less likely to win the veto than Fessy. And they recognize that what they need to do is also win the veto. So they wouldn't want to put in somebody who's going to do well. I imagine all of them would choose Tyler to play in the veto. Tyler might actually tell them to pick Brett or something like that, but Brett has not, you know, proven himself to be that great in competition, so they might they probably go with Tyler. Because the thing is, the way that Tyler can use his power to keep everyone safe is if they got the hacker power and then they took one of the women down, then if that woman is, say, Angela comes down and then Angela wins the veto, uses the veto on Casey, then Casey is now off the block. Haley tries to nominate Tyler. Tyler uses his cloud power. And now there's Rockstar, who they probably put up on the block, and Haley has to pick another person to put on the block. She probably chooses either JC or Sam. So at that point, it's Rockstar versus JC or Sam. If it's JC, then I think Level 6 has the votes to evict Rockstar with Fessy. That would be a difficult situation. If it's Sam, they probably honestly wouldn't even care that much at that point. So that would be the ideal plan for Level 6. Here's the thing, like, if they have the hacker power, they might choose Tyler to play in the veto, but the real, like, the, if you're going for the Hail Mary here, you want to choose Angela or whichever woman comes off the block so that they can win the veto. That's a very difficult plan to pull off. There are a lot of moving pieces there. I think the more likely scenario is they pull one of the women off. They put Rockstar up on the block. They choose Tyler to play in the veto. They hope that Tyler wins the veto. Tyler wins and then keeps things the same. And at that point, they go to the votes, and the votes are going to be interesting as well, because they will probably cancel out, you know, like Fessy or something. They need four votes this week. This is not as easy as last week with the hacker power, because the HOH breaks the tie. And last week it was an odd number of votes. This week it's an even number of votes with one canceled out. So they, if with three votes, it goes to a tie. Haley breaks the tie, against their favor. They need four votes, total, to evict somebody. If one of them was up on the block, then they obviously have three of the remaining Level 6 people. So they would need JC or Sam. And they probably have JC on board, but, you know, not necessarily, because JC would have to openly go against Fessy in that kind of vote. And so that might be a difficult thing, especially if he doesn't care too much for, an Angela or a Casey. So they probably have the votes in that scenario, but it's not necessarily a guarantee. I wouldn't say that this is as guaranteed as it was previously.
Yeah, I mean, the smaller the numbers get, the harder it's going to be. They can no longer do this whole hinky, someone flipped, because the lines are starting to get drawn. They're starting to be more obvious. Yeah, they don't really know about, like, Level 6 and that, like set thing. But Fessy and JC have this relationship, and they are working it out. And to some degree, JC, like, now they're in the jury phase. They're going to be a little bit more, you know, less likely to try and, like, do things like that to each other, especially like in these scenarios. So while it should be clear that JC's with them, it's not 100%. And it does depend on which two people are sitting there come Thursday night.
Yes. MK wants to know, wouldn't Haley just put up Brett? Haley has no plans of putting up Brett at this point. She does not realize that he is with Level 6. And that is going to be the key for Level 6 to succeed this week, is that she doesn't realize that she has another option that she can put up on the block. So that is going on there. So that's the Level 6 stuff. Their ideal plan is get all three of them safe. They don't have to worry about votes. But obviously, if they manage to win the hacker and the veto, then they can theoretically, with JC's vote, keep themselves safe. And Rockstar, I think, is the most likely person to go home in that scenario, because I do think that Rockstar is the person they would put up on the block in the hopes that she wouldn't be able to win the veto. However, if somebody from the Faute side wins the hacker, then things could be very different. First of all, if Rockstar or Haley win, they might put up JC in place of one of the women on the block. it's possible. It's possible. Or if one of the women win the veto and say they win the hacker and they keep things the same. If one of the women win the veto and then Haley tries to backdoor Tyler, then Tyler uses his cloud power and Tyler is safe. Then at that point, she probably puts up either Sam or JC. And yeah. But she will have the hacker power to be able to nullify a vote. So she will probably be able to control the votes for which one she wants to go. So at that point, Sam or JC might leave. Mm-hmm. So again, so many scenarios. I'm trying to go through the basics and not go into too much detail with each one because we'll have a better idea by tomorrow. But that happens with all of that. If say Tyler wins the veto and uses it, it has essentially the same outcome, she will have to put up again, probably Sam or JC. So JC could be in danger. Sam could be in danger. Rockstar mm-hmm. could be in danger. One of Casey or Angela could be in danger. Brett seems safe this week. I think Brett is probably the safest person this week. Scotty is pretty safe this week. The only way Scotty might be in trouble is if Fessy really, if he wins that hacker power and he really thinks he can get away with it and he puts Scotty on the block. I don't think that's particularly likely, to be honest, but if it did happen, the votes would be there to send Scotty home, I think. That's a very likely possibility. So, even Scotty could theoretically be in danger. And then also Fessy, if level six wins and they decide to say, screw it, well, let's just put Fessy up. There's a chance they do that. There's a chance Fessy goes home there. Tyler, again, could go home if maybe Sam wins the hacker and decides to put her up, or if Sam put him up, and or if Sam reveals that he has the cloud power, and so then they use the hacker power to put him up, knowing that that's the only chance they're going to get. Or mm-hmm. he could misjudge the situation and decide, you know what, I don't need to use it. I'm not going to get backdoored, and then he could be in trouble that way. So, legitimately, every single person in this house could be going home this week, except for Brett, I think, at the moment. I don't want to jinx myself. I don't see a single scenario where Brett is in danger unless something changes. Something he could get exposed, and then he could, at that point he could be nominated. But as things stand, he should be okay. But I guess I can just come out and say, I think every single person in this house, except for obviously Haley, could theoretically leave the game this week.
Yeah, and that is what makes an exciting week moving forward. From today all the way to Thursday, a lot can go down. Obviously, the next two nights are going to be crucial because with level six, it does come down to they pretty much are in a bit of a do or die, where if they want their ideal, if they want to completely all stay together, they need the next two comps. They need the hacker, they need the veto, and they need it in a specific way, like you mentioned, to make it happen. And like the fact of the matter is, the veto draw is its own thing too, because they win the hacker. It could be the opposite of last week, where the Faute side end up being most of the veto players. If you've got your Fessy and Rockstar and, well, obviously Haley's playing, so, and Sam, like, so a lot of things can go wrong here, and we don't know what the comp is going to be. It was Wart Scramble last week, which Haley was the best at, so we'll see what it is this week. You got to imagine it's got to be related to the same computer setup they had last time, so I don't know what could it be, like connect the dots or like go through this maze real quick. I don't know, so we'll see. All I know is that with all these scenarios out there, this is going to be a great week to watch.
Yes. It's this season. It's like they're doing everything they can to make it less exciting. This had every possibility for this week to be the finishing blow for Faute. But between Haley's social game, being able to reel Scotty back in, and then the great competition outcome of Haley winning this HOH, Faute is back alive and strong again, and the war rages on. That is fantastic news. And now that they've won the HOH, we talked about they need to win both HOH and the veto or hacker. They need to win two of the three. They've already won one of them now. Now, level six needs to win two of the other three in order to stay alive. And all Faute needs to do is win one of the other two in order to stay alive on their part. So so things are looking interesting. But again, a lot of this is going to come down to what happens in the competitions. We will see the nominations and then the hacker competition and then ceremony today. So I will be able to update you on that tomorrow. We will have a lot more information on what's going to happen at that point. But again, we'll still have to wait until the veto for everything to be totally solidified. Those are the scenarios. We'll see where they start to narrow down to in the very near future, Puya.
Yeah, no, man. Again, very pumped for everything that's about to go down. I think for me, the darkest timeline, and I'm pretty sure after this conversation today for you, is if Sam wins both of the next two competitions. Not Faute, not level six. Sam wins two out of the three, and now Sam has control, which I think she wants nothing to do with. But crazier things have happened in this season alone that I'm not going to be completely shocked if something crazy like that happens.
I could see Sam win the hacker power, put Tyler on the block, and then Tyler cries. She feels bad. She changes her mind. She wins the veto. She takes Tyler down. Like that, like I could, that's how like much of a wild card she is.
Yeah.
And it's not even like a good wild card. She'll be complaining the whole time.
She's going to be about every little thing, too. Yeah, it's not going to be good. I mean, it's probably going to be good. Like, see, that's the thing, too, now. It's like there are moments that I've really enjoyed. Like, we talked last week about that house meeting. I hated it, but I also really loved it for what it was giving me back. So I don't know. Like, right now I'm hating it. So I'm hoping there's stuff that I can mine from this that I'll enjoy. So I guess we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, make sure you tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. I will update you on everything that happened on the feeds today with the hacker and the nominations and all of that. Of course, make sure you tune in Sunday night for the Sunday night recap of the Big Brother 20 episode. I will also be live on Twitch with Social Strategy Sundays. Make sure you check that out. I think that's a very, very long update this morning. There was so much to talk about, Puya, between what happened yesterday prior to the eviction, what happened during the eviction, and now all of this stuff post eviction, and then all the scenarios that could happen from this week and all the powers involved. So much to get through. I hope you guys were able to stick with us. I hope you feel well informed about all of this nonsense happening.
Yeah, Thursdays we've got like the pre-show lockdown, feeds get cut, the show itself is going on. So typically it's like, okay, from like 10 p.m. to like 5, 6 a.m., that's our block. It was a 24-hour festivity yesterday. So we got all of it down here. It was awesome. We got all the scenarios out there. Now everyone can pick and choose what scenario they want, and we can see all of us be wrong simultaneously. It's going to be glorious. I'm excited for today. I'm excited for tomorrow. It's going to be a good time.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. You can follow Puya at @PuyaIsm. We will see you next time.